KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with.
Life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Brain autoimmune disorders, when you have rheumatoid arthritis, for example, we want to give you a lot of that. When you have any kind of inflammatory condition, we want to give you a lot of vitamin D to kind of tamp down the autoimmune reaction. It turns out that in sarcoidosis, you may have high levels of calcium. You may be very sensitive to vitamin D. And there's actually something called the Marshall Protocol for sarcoidosis, which argues for very, very minimal exposure to vitamin D, even look at dietary sources of vitamin D and eliminate them, like whole milk. And also even avoidance of sunlight, which can trigger the production of vitamin D in the skin. So that's kind of a radical program for reducing your levels of vitamin D. You know, by the way, don't take a lot of calcium because you may already have high levels of calcium in the bloodstream. So those are a couple of things that you may want to avoid if you're taking a comprehensive program. You know, even a multi might deliver more vitamin D than you need. I've also used in some of our sarcoidosis patients something called low-dose naltrexone, which is an immune regulator. And it's not as powerful as steroids, but I've found it can be very helpful in autoimmune conditions. So I often give it. It's a prescription medication, but most doctors don't know about it. But integrative doctors are aware of it and will readily prescribe it. It's something, a low dose of naltrexone that is specially compounded by a specialty pharmacy. So there you have it on sarcoidosis. Again, I apologize, but sarcoidosis is a challenging disorder, even for conventional medicine. And there is no there's no cookie-cutter way of dealing with it, even from a nutritional standpoint. But a clean diet, yes. Exercise, no, clearly they are going to be beneficial for patients with sarcoidosis. We've seen many of our sarcoidosis patients getting better and sometimes coming up with clean chest x-rays after a period of time. This item, one of the topics that I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. And the question arises, are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? So I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue, as they usually do. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs, virility for men, raw maca, prostate B, and ortho-multi for men. Virility for men supports endocrine function. Raw maca supports healthy sexual function. I take maca as part of my supplement regimen. Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate. And Orthomulti for men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. So for more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. We have a landing page there, so drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. They're very reliable. Their supplements are clean. And additionally, they offer, for a high-quality supplement brand, a professional quality supplement brand, they offer a very, very favorable price point. So I recommend them highly for your supplement needs. All right. You know the song, Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Walk this way. I'm not going to sing it. Well, here's how you should walk each day to cut your risk of dementia, according to a study. And there are more and more studies that are coming out that suggest that exercise is perhaps the single best elixir against cognitive decline. One of the reasons why I exercise, because, it's good for, you know, it's good for vanity's sake, but it's also good for your brain. And above all, I prize my continued mental faculties. So if you want to reduce your risk for dementia, you'll need between 3,800 and 9,800 steps per day to reduce your risk of mental decline. According to a study, people between the ages of 40 and 79 who took 9,826 steps per day, I don't know how they know that. It's 9,826, not 9,825 or 9,827. Okay, but on average, we're 50% less likely to develop dementia within 7 years. Now, that's a lot of steps. There are many days where, especially when I'm traveling and I don't know the public transportation, so just walk, walk, walk. I mean, I think I did, 14,000, 18,000 steps per day in Warsaw and in Budapest and other places that I've visited. Just walk, walk, walk all day long. But 10,000 steps per day is the threshold for achieving a 50% reduction in dementia. But Even people who walked approximately 3,800 steps a day, which is very attainable at any speed, cut their risk of dementia by 25%. So, look, I got a problem with these studies in that correlation is not causation. Okay, so people who are in bad shape, you know, maybe they got serious health problems, they can't walk that much. And people with serious health problems, they're more inclined to get dementia. And if you're able to walk 10,000 steps per day, hooray, you're probably in pretty darn good health. And that means in mens sana, corpora sana, as they say in Latin, a healthy mind and a healthy body, you're more likely to have a slower decline towards dementia if you're physically fit to begin with and not sick. But, you know, they got to do some more trials, but these trials have to be like decades long looking at control groups like you sit still and don't do anything and for 10 to 20 years, and then we're going to compare you to an active group who walk 10,000 steps per day every single day for 10 to 20 years. But to do such a study would be impossible and would be unethical, right, to tell people, like, you know, sit on your butt and don't do anything, and we'll see what happens to your brain 10 to 20 years later. No. But, you know, studies like this ultimately do motivate and encourage people to exercise, so I'm all for them. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Look Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Again, our number 877-726-8255 to call in and record questions. We'll take some calls in a little while, but this is a study. I think it's the first of its kind study. Looking at the impact of diet on Parkinson's disease, it was performed at NUNM, the National University of Natural Medicine, which I believe is in Portland? Yeah, I think it's in Portland. NUNM research study explores impact of ketogenic diet on Parkinson's disease. The question is, can a ketogenic diet for Parkinson's disease improve symptoms? And so they just published a paper in Frontiers in Nutrition, a feasibility study of a ketogenic diet as a treatment for Parkinson's disease. The research was led by Dr. Heather Zwicky, and we've reached out, and we're going to try and get her on the air for a podcast because she's done some very interesting research, including this paper on keto diet for Parkinson's. Zwicky says, we know that food is powerful, but when it comes to conditions like Parkinson's, we need data to back up that power. This study shows that not only is ketogenic diet safe and doable for people with Parkinson's, it has the potential to improve how they feel and function day to day. So they administered a low-dairy ketogenic diet, which focused on eating high-fat and low-carbohydrate foods. So it's not enough to go on a low-carb diet when you're going ketogenic, because you can just eat a lot of protein. You cannot survive merely on protein. So if you're cutting the carbs, you need a source of calories, and the calories come from fat. And they can come from healthy fats, or they can come from meats. And interestingly, they excluded dairy from this. So it's going to be even trickier to get the requisite amount of fat to provide energy if you're drastically restricting carbohydrates and you want to put people into ketosis. Zwicky is the author of a book called Eating Better for Parkinson's, a nutritional starter guide. And so we want her to get on Intelligent Medicine to talk about the book. So how does a ketogenic diet for Parkinson's work? How might it improve symptoms? Well, The ketogenic diet is known for its ability to switch the body's primary energy source from glucose to ketones. That's a state called ketosis. And when you have diabetes, ketosis is dangerous, but ketosis is part of our natural heritage. When we didn't have enough food, we burned up all our stored glucose, our glycogen, and then we went on ketones. Ketones burned from fat. And these shifts have been shown through research to potentially offer unique benefits for brain health. Zwicky says, including improved mitochondrial function, reduced oxidative stress, and enhanced energy metabolism. So we think of what is Parkinson's? Parkinson's is a failure in certain brain regions that control movement. And it is thought that when glucose is less effective at providing fuel for these brain regions, putting people into ketosis and having them work off of ketones could enhance the mitochondrial function and energy production, which can then allow more synthesis of dopamine and other neurotransmitters that help with movement. So the study found that participants able to follow the low-dairy ketogenic diet with relatively high adherence, thanks to ongoing support, education, and structured planning. So the good news, they didn't get a lot of constipation, which is already a problem with Parkinson's, even on, you know, when you skip your carbs, you know, less fiber. HDL and triglycerides remain stable, while LDL showed a slight increase, but that's not a biggie. And what they found was that, indeed, there was improvement in quality of life scores, in movement scores, and this is actually a follow-up to an animal study that was done in the mid-2000s suggesting that an animal model of Parkinson's it could help movement. And so they proceeded to study this in humans, and they found that, indeed, there was a beneficial effect in patients with Parkinson's. So, again, it's a preliminary study, and it's look, it's a difficult diet to adhere to. But if I personally was threatened with Parkinson's disease, as much as I, you know, prefer consuming some carbohydrates, I would readily embrace a ketogenic diet to improve my symptoms if it offered me any prospect of relief from the movement problems, the tremor, the inability to walk associated with Parkinson's disease. So we'll talk more about it. Try to get Dr. Heather Zwicky on an Intelligent Medicine podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and they're ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Personal journey and the real-world stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I think Dad's proud of you.
I actually have a tattoo on my wrist that reminds me of that, yes. I think he's very proud.
Tell me more.
So I think it's tough in a male-dominated field to be a woman, and because of that, I get hard on myself. There's always extra you can do, and there's always something that you can do better. And so I actually got that tattoo to remind myself no matter what. I always have my family, and my dad's the reason I'm here, and he's super proud for me to be able to continue the business that he built.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Ronald Reagan was right, and it's worse than we thought.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
If I'm from the government and I'm here to help isn't bad enough, the government spends $181 billion per year on direct cash to private businesses. Did you see a check in the mail?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take a call in a moment, but first I want to remind you that you can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. I'll tell you why that's important, because there's a lot of counterfeit supplements out there, and if you just search for the best price point via Amazon, you might come across an unauthorized distributor. They don't do a lot of quality control on Amazon. They can't keep track of all the places where supplements originate from. And you may get a supplement that has been improperly stored, or even a counterfeit supplement. They just slap a label on something that just got some rice powder in it. And then you won't get the benefits of the supplements that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. Some are kind of hard to find. FullScript has them all. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping. You can get optional refill reminders via text or email, or not. I prefer to simply reorder every time. And it's safe and secure. It includes world-class customer service. So just check out my FullScript dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. And if you register there, you can order and obtain high-quality professional-grade supplements at really good cost. So 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our recorded questions.
Hi. The reason for my call is
I have had broken ribs. I have early onset of osteopenia. I'm 70 years old. It's the second time I broke the same set of ribs in 3 months or less. And my absorption is bad because I had a gastric bypass.
Okay. All right. Well, so this is a really interesting question. And I think that you might be misspeaking less than optimal bone density, which is what osteopenia is. And osteopenia does not necessarily portend a higher risk for fractures. It just means that if you have osteopenia at an early age, well, you might be destined to cross the threshold to osteoporosis where fractures become more likely. So I think what you may have somewhat misspoke. You actually have osteoporosis. Now, the second part of your statement reveals why you have a risk factor for osteoporosis, which is that you've had gastric bypass. And gastric bypass works because it prevents the absorption of nutrients. And so you eat and you don't absorb the nutrition and you lose a lot of weight. But you also have difficulties with absorption of critical nutrients like calcium and vitamin D, and this may also change vitamin K within your intestinal tract because vitamin K is actually synthesized to some extent with your microbiome. And you alter your microbiome when you do gastrointestinal bypass, in addition to the fact that you may not absorb the vitamin K you get from foods and all the other components that make up bone, including magnesium and phosphorus and all that stuff. So, and simply, you know, when you have gastric bypass, you're going to eat less. And when you're on a very restrictive diet, you know, maybe you've lost weight on, an 800 or 1200 calorie diet, you simply aren't getting enough nutrition to repair tissue. And so you may see changes in your hair. Frequently people who take weight loss pills or have gastric bypass have, you know, brittle hair, or they have hair loss and premature, hair recession. Or thinning, and that's because hair is made of protein, but so too is your bone. And so you are at risk. And the fact that you're having rib fractures, and I presume, you know, you're not playing competitive football, tackle football, that in the ordinary course of life, sneezing, you know, sometimes happens sneezing. I mean, I had a woman who had such severe osteoporosis that when she went for a mammogram, when they positioned her on the table, she had a rib fracture, and she will develop, if she throws up, she might develop a rib fracture, you know, from the violent heaving. So that, you know, suggests that your bones are very weak. And so, you know, yes, you need nutritional support. I mean, I actually like working with gastric bypass patients because they really offers such a great opportunity for nutritional intervention. We can test you for nutritional deficiencies. We can find out what you're missing, and then we can provide it in supplement form and address the deficiencies. A lot of people are just walking around, you know, otherwise healthy. It's harder to spot severe deficiencies using ordinary vitamin and mineral tests, which aren't that very sensitive, but in patients with gastric bypass, we sometimes find profound deficiencies. They're missing a lot of key vitamins and minerals, and their macronutrient consumption's not up to par because their stomach has shrunk, their appetite is diminished. And so, yes, it's important to get adequate protein, and even just adequate calories to maintain bone health and avoid fragility. You may have crossed the point where you may need medication because if you're getting spontaneous or, you know, fractures of your ribs with the least instigation, it means that your bones are super fragile. And that's way past what might be termed osteopenia. That is frank, severe osteoporosis, if that's truly the case. 877-726-8255, our number. And you've heard me talk, and you will hear more about this because this is going to be an important topic for intelligent medicine. I'll be interviewing this week Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who is the originator of something called HTB, Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat. Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HDB Rejuvenate for big, bold health. They used to sell it just as a flower, but now they've created a supplement, HDB Rejuvenate, which harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system, ready to take on whatever comes your way. HDB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. I have a lot, enormous respect and confidence in Dr. Jeff Bland. He's deservedly recognized as the godfather of functional medicine, and he's long been an inspiration to me in my career path. And so I really believe in the scientific bona fides of this product and recommend it unhesitatingly. And I have now become a dedicated user. HDB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HDB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HDB Rejuvenate. Check it out, please. All right. There's increasing use of these weight loss drugs, GLP-1 drugs, and combo drugs like Mounjaro and Zepbound. The latter are GLP combined with something called GIP, and there's going to be triple and quadruple action drugs coming down the pike. And so everybody's looking for a workaround, for a cheaper way to get these drugs, because prescription drugs are expensive, and sometimes it's hard to elicit a prescription from your doctor, so people are going online to find these drugs, and especially to find more economical sources, because these are pricey drugs. The problem has arisen that there are a lot of bootleg GLP-1 drugs out there. And it's just like the supplements. There are some bootleg supplements out there that don't deliver or even have dangerous and toxic ingredients. The FDA has explained that compounded GLP-1 products, while cheaper, can be risky for patients. Inspections have found compounding pharmacies operating under poor conditions that have led to patient illness and death. And there are reports of contaminated, counterfeit, and subpotent GLP-1s from many sources. And part of the problem is the sourcing. 93% of respondents in a public poll were concerned about knockoffs from unknown or uncertain places of origin like China. And indeed, China is a source, a major source, of some of these knockoffs. So they did a study. They looked at 2,465 shipments of these GLP-1 drugs from September 2023 to January 2025. They identified 239 problematic shipments of either semaglutide or tirzepatide, that would be Mounjaro, that were from unregistered entities that don't have any semaglutide or tirzepatide products listed with the FDA. In other words, they're not subject, they're kind of under the radar. Many of these shipments were allowed to enter the U.S. anyway, a violation of federal law. 60 of these shipments originated from China or Hong Kong, 42 from India, 49 from Canada. And so the concern is, I mean, we don't really know if the stuff is properly made, if there are impurities in it, if the potency is as disclosed. And so the FDA is going to add rogue foreign weight loss drug manufacturers to what's called the import alert system to flag future shipments. And they're going to crack down with interdictions on these unauthorized shipments. And they're also going to look into certain unethical compounding pharmacies. I use compounding pharmacies, and I use ones that are above board, but others are cutting corners and trying to make a lot of money off this weight loss drug craze, getting cheap ingredients from sketchy sources and then selling them at a discount to patients. And the FDA needs to step in and look into this because it really poses a hazard to American consumers. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
A big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. It's when high performance meets zero emissions. It's the opulent Velocity concept vehicle from Cadillac. We chatted with Brian Nesbitt from Cadillac to ask him what is opulent velocity.
And that's what opulent velocity means in the name, actually, is there's an opulent mode, and this mode is basically an autonomous mode. And that way, all the burden of sitting and commuting in traffic today can really use that time differently. And so whether you need to, you know, you want downtime or you want some productivity, let's say, whether it be personal or even professional. So that's the opulent mode, and the steering wheel retracts. Actually, the pedals retract into the floorboard.
Wow.
And this is really foreshadowing kind of how we see the tech enabling commuting in the future.
Find out more about your future commute in a Cadillac at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, and we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Many factors affect the rate at which we age. Diet, our sleep characteristics, certainly exercise, our genetics are really much indeterminate. Also, the environmental pollutants that we're exposed to. But it turns out that our social ties can affect the rate at which we age. And we now have what are called aging clocks. We can look at the rate at which people age. So, for example, I'd like to think that at 72, that based on an aging clock, I might rate a score of 58. That would be quite cool. 58 is somewhat of an advanced age, but it's a lot better than 72. So there's your chronological age and there's your biological age. And we can now, we have methods using these various aging clocks. Used to be telomeres, now it's methylation sites that give us a sense of how fast our organs, our brains, our hearts, our kidneys, our skeletal system are aging. And sometimes, it's, you know, you may have, you know, the bones of, you might be 72 and have the bones of a 78-year-old, but you might have the heart of a 55-year-old. And, you know, different parts of your body have different aging clocks. All right. This item is intriguing because we now know that social ties have an impact on health. And, in fact, there's a new meme that's been coined. Loneliness is the new smoking. Loneliness kills. It's been associated with depression and increased risk of health problems and dying. We see this as a phenomenon sometimes when the surviving spouse, after the death of a loved one, takes a turn for the worse and soon follows thereafter. It turns out that community is important in terms in many aging studies. We look at the blue zones, and part of the formula in blue zones is that they have a lot of community. There's family cohesion. Many generations live together. Older people are not parked in nursing homes, but they become an integral part of the family structure, and they spend time in taking care of their grandchildren and perhaps even great-grandchildren. And so, yeah, that's important. But it turns out that the opposite is true, that negative social ties, like frenemies, could be aging you. I don't know if that term frenemy is really a good term, because I guess John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were enemies, and then they became frenemies and ultimately befriended one another later in life. But negative social ties, they're just negative. Having someone in your life who hassles you or causes problems could be adding 2.5 months to your biological age, according to a study. All right, so they looked at what happens to people's chromosomes, to their telomeres, and to their methylation sites. They found that having ambivalent relationships that blow hot and cold, oh, that's their definition of frenemies, okay, seem to accelerate the shortening of our telomeres. And now studies confirm that negative social ties could have an accelerating effect on age. So, you know, for people in your life who are problematic, you know, maybe it's just a good idea, you know, not, if you can't reconcile with them, you know, just get them out of your life, because they may be a drag on your biological clock. This item underscores that plant-derived compounds have long been the basis for drug development. We have examples Metformin, for example, is a copycat of goat's rue, an important medication for diabetes. And there are many such examples, aspirin derived from white willow bark, and on it goes. Now they're looking at the herb rosemary, and there's a quote in Hamlet, "There's rosemary, that's for remembrance." So says Ophelia in Shakespeare's Hamlet. And researchers studying a compound found in rosemary and sage, okay, sage associated with, hey, if you're sage, that's a synonym for you're intelligent. There's carnosic acid, a compound found in rosemary and sage, has a potential impact on Alzheimer's disease. We knew that from pharmacognosy. The problem with carnosic acid is that it's too unstable to be used as a drug. But researchers at Scripps Research in San Diego are improving on Mother Nature by synthesizing a stable form of carnosic acid. And this compound is fully converted to carnosic acid in the gut before being absorbed into the bloodstream. So it's kind of, you know, body ready. And in mouse models of Alzheimer's, it achieved enhanced memory and synaptic density. There were more synapses representing the connection between nerve cells in the brain. There was markedly decreased inflammation in the brain. And so carnosic acid and its derivatives and pharmaceutical copycats are candidates for treatment of Alzheimer's disease. So in the meantime, you know, use plenty of spices. Rosemary and sage are among my favorite. And these are some ways that you can help support your brain function. All right, well, it's been great. I want to suggest that for all things intelligent medicine, go to drhoffman.com, become a more informed listener by accessing all our podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, also follow yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, on Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter, for the latest health news, and check out our full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, for our product recommendations and access to our online store. Thanks very much for joining us. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now, for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. Patented energy contains the same patented lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership in...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. One more promise made is a promise kept by the Trump administration. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
In every campaign rally, candidate Donald Trump promised to make America safe again. Now, 6 months into his second term in office, President Donald Trump has delivered the nation's most secure southern border in recent history, hitting a record low in arrests by Border Patrol in July. Last month, agents arrested some 4,600 individuals attempting to cross the southwest border between ports of entry. That's a 24% decrease from June and a staggering 92% drop when compared to July 2024. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at townhall.com, new study revealing more facts on the January collision of an Army helicopter and a passenger plane over Washington. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The challenges posed by night vision goggles were among the topics discussed at the NTSB's third and final day of public testimony over the fatal midair crash, which killed all 67 people aboard both aircrafts. The Army goggles would have made it difficult to see the plane's colored lights, which might have helped the Black Hawk determine the plane's direction. The goggles also limited the pilot's peripheral vision as they flew near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Experts said another challenge that evening was distinguishing the plane from the lights on the ground while the two aircraft were on a collision course. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Lonnie Anderson, who played a struggling radio station's empowered receptionist on the hit TV comedy WKRP in Cincinnati, has died. Her death comes just days before her 80th birthday. Her longtime publicist says Anderson died in a Los Angeles hospital. WKRP aired from 1978 through 1982 and set as a lagging radio station trying to reinvent itself. Lonnie Anderson was 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right
in the future.
45%, or less than half of Americans, think Black people face high levels of discrimination in the U.S. That's a substantial decline from 60% 4 years ago, when many companies were launching efforts to promote diversity. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The current poll found 32% of U.S. adults say Asians face a lot of racial discrimination. That's down from 45% in 2021. That 2021 poll was conducted not long after the first police officer was found guilty in the death of George Floyd and the killings of 8 people, including 6 Asians, at spas in Atlanta. Jennifer King, Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Linda
5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
And, do I want to get into all of this? So a lot of people, well, I'm going to have to sell the house. We're going to have to sign the house over to the nursing home before. No. If anyone tells you that, they are very clearly demonstrating that they have no clue how this stuff works. They have no idea what they're talking about. You do not have to sign your house over to anyone. The nursing home does not want to own your house. Trust me. That's not the business they're in. So your house is exempt. You don't have to sell it. Now, you're probably going to want to sell it in a little while, but you don't have to worry about that right now. The car, one vehicle, is exempt. A prepaid funeral plan, a fantastic idea, by the way, is exempt. A small amount of cash value in a life insurance policy is exempt. Very small amount. And all the household stuff, all the stuff in your house, exempt. Now, that prepaid funeral plan is really, really important. So your money is going to be spent down, and then once you hit these numbers that I'm going to share with you here in just a moment, you qualify. Well, an incredibly smart thing to do, a savvy thing to do, is to take some of your money and invest it into a prepaid funeral plan. So, and here I go. I'm getting ahead of myself again. So we have exempt assets, your house. I'm a little ADD today. So we have your house, your car, prepaid funeral plan, life insurance, small amount of cash value in a small life insurance plan, and the stuff in your house. What is countable? What is countable is almost everything else. Think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, all the stuff. Think liquid assets. That is countable. So we have our exempt assets, take them off the table, countable assets, all of the liquid assets. Now, why is it important to do that? Well, now we have our countable assets. Now we know where we are. So let's say we have a single person and their countable assets total up to $50,000. I'm just making up a number here. Okay, and then you are going to spend that money down to very under $10,000. Okay, very little money left. And then once you hit these triggers, then you'll qualify. So you're going to go from $50,000, and here are the triggers, at least here from where I'm broadcasting in the Kansas City metro area. On the Kansas side, once you are down to $2,000, that is the trigger. Boom, you're in. You qualify. On the Missouri side of the Kansas City metro area, $5,909. And at that point, boom, you're in. You're qualified for Medicaid. Now, obviously, we broadcast nationally, so I've looked at a lot of other states, and all the numbers are very similar. I mean, you're basically broke, okay? You hardly have any money left. So it's as simple as that. Exempt assets, take them off the table. Countable assets, add them up. Whatever that number is, you're going to spend it down to that state Medicaid trigger. Kansas is $2,000, Missouri is $5,909, and you qualify. It's as simple as that. It is super straightforward. Now, let's talk about that spend down for a second. What are you going to spend that money on? Well, you're going to pay for your care. So you move into long-term care. You're going to pay that monthly bill for your care. You can, if you have a few debts, you can use some of your spend down money to pay off your debts. You can even make some home improvements on that house that is an exempt asset. That's pretty cool. You could buy a prepaid funeral plan, and I would encourage you to absolutely do that. Think about this. In Kansas, you spend down to $2,000 and then you qualify for Medicaid. Now you're literally just about out of money. And then you pass away. Well, an average funeral, I think the number used to be $10,000. It may be closer to $15,000 now. Let's say it's $10,000 and you have $2,000 that can go toward that. Your family's going to have to come up with several thousand dollars just for your final expenses. So what you can do is use some of that money, again, to pay for your care, pay off some debts, et cetera, et cetera, and then use some of that, invest some of that in a prepaid funeral plan. Take your final expenses off the table. What you're doing is you're taking a countable asset that has to be spent on care and some of these other things, and you're converting it to an exempt asset. Does that make sense? So to not do that, I think, is just crazy. Yeah, you're really missing an opportunity to save your family a lot of money. Now, I realize there's cremation. There's some other things that are much, much less expensive. You might be able to get that done for a couple of thousand. But I'm just saying it makes sense. Take some of the money and invest it in a prepaid funeral plan, and you won't I don't think you'd ever regret that. So the other thing you could do is you could buy a new car. Now, I don't know why you'd want to do that because you're living in a nursing home. You're probably not driving around, okay? But those are some of the things you can do with that. So, again, to qualify for Medicaid, you have to divide your assets into two different categories: exempt assets, house, car, prepaid funeral plan, small amount of cash value in a life insurance policy, and all of the stuff in your house. And then you have your countable assets. Think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, all of that. Add that up. Whatever that number is, you'll spend it down to very, very little, and then you are in. You would qualify for Medicaid. So after the break, I'm going to talk about some of the other important aspects of Medicaid. You don't want to miss that. First, Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid will fully pay for the assisted living level of care. Does that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Model, assisted living, is not a medical model. It's a social model. They'll pay for your support services and that sort of thing in some states, not all. But they won't pay for the room and board, the apartment. They're not going to pay for that, which, again, I think it's crazy. So, all right, let's get back on track. So we're talking about Medicaid today, how it works. We talked about a single person. We divided our assets into exempt assets and countable assets. We totaled up the countable assets. You spend them down to a very low number, and then you qualify. But what happens if you are not a single person? What happens if you are a married couple? And let's say the husband needs long-term care and the wife does not. Now we just got way more complicated, a lot more complicated. So let's say that you count up all of the exempt assets as 200,000. Excuse me, the non-exempt assets. At the countable assets, right? The countable assets, the liquid assets. We have $200,000. And so in theory, let's say we put half of them. You do this thing called this division of assets. And by the way, you need a good elder law attorney to do this properly. Don't trust anyone else to do this. No offense to anyone else, but I would not do that. It's the best money you'll ever spend. Okay, go to NAELA.org, the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and then you type in your city, your zip code, and then there will be a list of specialists, of elder law attorneys in your area. Make sure that they practice elder law 100% of the time, and they've been in business for a long time. Probably can't go wrong there, but that's what I would do. So you have this division of assets. Let's say we have 200,000 of countable assets. Put half on his side, half on her side, and then her side is her side. So, you know, back in the day, a long time ago, couples actually used to get divorced. They still stayed together, but they got divorced so that they could split up the assets to protect part of the assets for the at-home spouse, what is considered the community spouse. Well, that's a horrible thing to do. Someone in Congress said, hey, why can't we just do that on paper? Why would we make someone go through a divorce just to get that done? We can just do that on paper. So that's why we have the division of assets here. So now on his side, in this example, we have $100,000. We're going to spend that down to, again, in Kansas, $2,000, Missouri, $5,909. Most of the other states are similar numbers. This is hardly any money left. Again, you can pay for your care at the nursing home. You can pay off some debts. Now, you can fix up the house. And remember, that house is an exempt asset for now. So let's say that the wife is living in the house, and the house needs $10,000 worth of roof repair, maybe replacement, or $5,000 for a new air conditioner, or whatever the case may be. You can spend some of his money on that exempt asset on the house. It's a smart thing to do. Again, by prepaid funeral plan, I would do that in about 2 seconds. You can buy a nicer, newer car. So let's say your wife is at home. She's driving the cash for clunkers, right? She's driving the 14-year-old car. Still great, but you want to upgrade the car to be a more dependable means of transportation because she's going to come every day to see you. Okay, you can do that. From his side of the ledger, so to speak. Okay? And then if you work with a qualified elder law attorney, and I'm not getting into the weeds on this one, I'll have some attorneys on here in the near future, and they can explain it better than I can, but they can take part of his spend down and turn that into an income stream for the spouse. And take you all the way down real fast. It's legal to do. You have to know how to do it. You're going to invest that in a single premium immediate annuity. You and I can't just go out and just buy one off the shelf. These are written with state specific verbiage, if you will, in the contract per state law. You need to hire an elder law attorney. What if you paid an elder law attorney $10,000 to help you do this to protect $80,000 in this example, or $90,000? Is it worth it? I would say, yeah. Anytime you can spend 10 to protect 80 or 90, probably a pretty good deal. Don't do it on your own. Don't have someone at the long-term care community try to do this. That's not their forte, their specialty. It just isn't. I'm sorry, but it isn't. So that's what I would do. So you have this division of assets, and you've been able to protect at least quite a bit for the at-home community spouse. Now, how does the – well, Steve, I have this income that comes in every month. Does that mean that I go over the $2,000 or $5,909, whatever the number is, and I get kicked off every month? No. That is your income. That's a whole separate deal. That's a separate situation. So the way the income works for the spouse needing the care, going into long-term care, you look at their total monthly income. Right off the top, you take enough to pay for their Medicare premiums. Okay, and that could be $100 or $200 a month, or maybe even more than that. And then you get to keep a little bit. So in the state of Kansas, you get, it's called a personal needs allowance, you get to keep a whopping $62 a month. Woo-woo! Don't spend it all in one place. Okay, in the state of Missouri, you get to keep a whopping $50 a month for a Snickers bar and a Diet Coke once in a while. That's it. Whatever is left over on your income, whether that's $3,000 or $300, whatever is left after you pay your Medicare premiums, keep up your health insurance, and after you keep a couple of bucks, whatever is left, the balance of your income, goes to the nursing home as, and they call it a patient liability. I like to speak in English. It's a copay. That's your copay every month. And then the Medicaid program pays them the difference. It's that simple. Very, very simple. And even the long-term care community, the nursing home, they even have a contribution to this model. Because let's say their retail rate is, I'm just making up some numbers here, is $350 a day, but they're willing to accept what Medicaid will pay them, which is $300 a day. They'll write off the other $50. So the nursing home has a daily discount. The individual pays what they can pay after they pay for their Medicare premiums and keep a couple of bucks. Medicaid pays the bulk of that. That's how that works. That's exactly how it works. I would reach out to a local elder law attorney, NAELA.org, to find a great one in your area. Don't go away. I'll have much more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready?
Call Low-Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
After losing several battle buddies to suicide, Joshua Parrish created VetLife, a Michigan-based nonprofit that connects veterans with vital benefits. His flagship event, VetFest, draws thousands annually and links veterans to VA reps, mental health counselors, and employers. He also mentors at-risk veterans in navigating post-service identity shifts. Parrish's mix of grit, compassion, and realism has saved lives and created a support network where vets feel seen. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here and talk about the most frequently asked question that I have been asked, since about 2002. How about that? That's a long time ago, but I'm asked this question all the time. So here's the question. Steve, when should we consider moving from our home to a senior care community? When should we do that? We don't want to move too soon. We want to stay at home as long as possible. Certainly understand that. We don't want to wait too long. We've heard a lot of the horror stories that you've shared on the radio about that and just having to all of a sudden make this knee-jerk reaction and just pick a place and hope it works out. We don't want to do that either. We want to get it right. So the way I answer, sometimes it's just painfully obvious. There's no doubt. Oh, boy. Yeah, we need to move. And I would say way more often than not, it is not so obvious at all. It falls in some of the gray areas. So I'd say the following thing should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. So number one, when it is no longer safe to live at home. So we have a safety issue, and it's it could be kind of a minor safety issue. It could be a red alert safety issue, okay? Leaving the stovetop burners on. That's just about, I think, maybe the most common one I've heard. And a lot of these are related to having dementia or just being forgetful, some memory loss, that sort of thing. So when it is no longer safe to live at home, you leave your stovetop burners on. Now we have a fire risk. And I've heard of some near misses. Just terrible near misses. That's easy to fix, too, though, if it's an electric stove or range. You just flip the breaker, click, and you disable it. Or you can unplug it if it plugs into the wall. I discovered my electric stove and range and oven, it literally hardwired. I'm like, oh, Lord, that's not good. But unplug the thing. Flip the breaker. If it's gas, usually there's a shutoff valve coming in, very near where the appliance is. Wandering away and can't find your way back home. Oh, boy, this one's really common as well. I'm just going to go out for a walk. And you go out and walk around the block, and all of a sudden things are just not looking quite right and a little confusing, and you're like, oh, boy, I'm a little bit lost now. And, again, this is related to having dementia, and God bless them. You get a little bit confused. You may even go out for a drive, which is really, I think, a lot more scary and dangerous. You're driving around. First of all, you probably shouldn't be driving at that point. And you drive away, and now the streets aren't looking as familiar as they once did. And you're like, oh, where am I? And you get lost. You may even drive to another state. And that's why we have all of these silver alerts popping up all over the place now. Someone walked away or drove away, and they're missing. We need to find them. Usually, it has a happy ending. Unfortunately, sometimes it does not. That's a big, big safety issue. Number three, experiencing malnutrition and dehydration. Because they're not able to cook for themselves, or maybe they're eating, junk food all the time. They're not drinking. They're not keeping their hydration up, especially here in the summer. Super important. Unsanitary living conditions due to neglect or just the inability to keep everything up. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. That one's pretty obvious. This one flies under the radar, but it's super important, a major safety issue. Not taking your medications properly, maybe not taking them on time, maybe not taking them at all. Okay, you're skipping a dose or skipping a day. That's a huge issue. And then, of course, the terrible ones, which I just can't stand, elder financial abuse, or maybe even physical abuse or emotional or mental abuse. When it's no longer safe to live at home, that absolutely has to trigger the conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community. Number two, I would call this a really close to, maybe even a 1A, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. We're talking about your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and, of course, your physical health. So when you are a caregiver and you're just pouring yourself into this person that you love so much, your spouse, your parent, whoever this person is, and I see this happen a lot, an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse. I think that's when this is most prevalent. What you do, you're trying to do your best. We have the heroic caregiver happening here. You place your own needs second. Your own needs are placed on the back burner. And you skip your own doctor's appointment and dental appointments. You skip social events like the book club with the ladies, the coffee and donuts with the guys telling fishing stories in the donut shop on Friday morning. You stop going to church. You just kind of back out of everything, and you become isolated. And then the stress starts just piling on and piling on, and you never get a break. You never get a break from it. And then you're just being crushed by the stress. I can't tell you how many times I've seen or heard about the caregiver passing away from the stress of it all before the person they're caring for. And by allowing that to happen, you have completely defeated the purpose. Now you're not here to care for your loved one. This person that you sacrificed everything for, you put all of your own needs on the back burner. Now you're not here to make sure they're getting good care and to watch over them and to make sure that they're getting everything that they need and deserve. Stress is a very, very powerful force. You can't let that happen. Oh, no, I've got it. I've got it. But if you can clearly see with your own eyes they don't have it, you may have to have an intervention. Don't let this person suffer with their health and maybe possibly even pass away before the person they're caring for. It's unnecessary and it is avoidable. You may have to step in on that one. Okay, number three, when to consider moving from your home to senior care community when the cost of in-home care becomes maybe just unaffordable. I'm a huge fan of home care services, huge fan. But, and you could bring in home care support for, you know, 4 to 6 hours a day for a couple of days a week, 2 or 3 days. The caregiver gets a full break. They get to go out and have lunch with their friends, get their hair cut, go to the doctor's office, just get a break, take a deep breath and recharge and come back in. It's unbelievably helpful for the caregiver. And for the person receiving the care, they get to visit with a different person. And that's good too. That's a positive thing. But when the need rises to that level of 24 hours, okay, we're talking some big time expenses. We're talking $35 to $40 an hour. Do the math on that. That's too expensive for a lot of folks if you had to pay for that for very long. That should trigger the conversation of considering moving maybe to assisted living. And instead of paying $15,000, $25,000, $30,000 a month, maybe you could spend $7,000 a month to get 24-hour care in the assisted living level. Okay, now it's not the same. It's not one-on-one, but it's a cost-effective alternative at some point. At some point, the math just doesn't add up. And then last but not least, when the care you provide is just not enough, why not consider changing your role from being the caregiver, the hands-on care provider, to the care manager? Meaning, let's go out, let's find a great care provider, and then you can stop being the caregiver and return to your traditional role as the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter. In my case, the loving grandson. Okay. If you have any questions about any of this, if you need help exploring your options at the facility level, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. We offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Don't go away. I have so much more for you right around the corner.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we've considered moving from our home to senior care community. You listen to your old pal Steve, and you're going to be proactive, not reactive. Isn't that right?
Yes, okay.
So
Seriously, oh my gosh, don't put it off until it becomes a crisis. You are going to be so sorry that you didn't be a little more proactive on that. Trust me on that, folks. Just trust me on that. Okay, so now you've made the decision to move. What to determine before ever even thinking about conducting your search? Don't do the old shotgun approach. Well, there's this place over here, and so-and-so mentioned this one, and there's a new one that just popped up on the way to work. You just go out and just start looking at places. That you are wasting your time. You need to know what you're looking for and then have a targeted, focused list and then go out and see the places that will actually meet your needs so you're not wasting time. Let me put it in perspective. The average person spends, or maybe family, could be one person, 50 to 100 hours running around looking at all these places, trying to do their homework. They're trying to do their best to get it right. 50 to 100 hours. That's why senior care consulting clients spend about 4 hours, and they are all about it. They love it. It's a major, major time saver because we do most of the work for you. If you're doing this on your own, what to determine before beginning your search, you need to know what level of care you will need. Well, what do you mean, Steve? Level of care? Level of care, here's how I look at it. It's related to your licensure, the licensure of the provider. So if you provide hands-on care, you must be licensed in the state of wherever you're providing that care. And then the licensure dictates what you must provide and all of the parameters and limitations and all the staffing, all the stuff. Okay, so levels of care, long-term care, that's the medical model, that's the highest level, that's the nursing home, health center, skilled nursing, wherever you want to call it. Long-term care is a level of care. It's the highest one. Then you have assisted living that occupies a wide lane that can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. They offer some incontinence support to a point. They manage your medications. They provide hydration, snacks, all of that. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls. They actually come into the community, essentially making a house call. There's transportation if you want to use an outside doctor or go see a specialist. There's a lot of support there. It's just not medical in nature, per se. Do you need the residential care level of care? Do you need the home plus level of care? Intermediate care facility, ICF, do you need that? You have to determine, you have to figure out what you need and then where you fit in that line, in that list of levels of care. Long-term care, assisted living, residential care, home plus, and intermediate care facility, ICF. All right, number two, what type of care do you need? So here's how I break it out. General care, just everyday general care. Do you need memory care? That's a special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment. There's a lot that goes into that. You may not need it now. You may need it later. You may need it now. Okay, you have to determine all these things. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need mental health care or hospice care or respite care? So we need to know our level of care and then the type of care. And then the big elephant in the room, how are we going to pay for this stuff? It's expensive. So you have your payment methods, private pay. That means you're writing a check. You're using your own resources to pay for your care. And then you have Medicare, you have Medicaid, long-term care insurance, which I think the number is about 7% of those who will require long-term care actually has a long-term care insurance policy. We need to get that number way up. Are you a veteran or the spouse, the surviving spouse of a deceased veteran? What about the VA aid and attendance benefit? Need to figure all of that out. Location parameters. We all want to be as close as possible so it's convenient to go visit our loved one. The better question is, how far are you willing to drive to receive the best care? That's the much better question. And then any personal preferences and needs. So that's something very, very specific. You know, most of my clients don't have something that specific. Once in a while we do, though. So I had a gentleman recently, Steve, mother's played piano. She's played that piano for 70 years. Long time. It's just part of her DNA. It's hardwired into her at this point. She cannot do without her piano. Can you find a place that will allow us to take her small piano and put it in her apartment? She needed the assisted living level at that point. So I had to make sure that the top options that we're going to tour and gather information on for them to consider would accept her piano. Most places did. Some places did not. Okay. I had another person saying, you know, my mother, if it has a beak on it, forget it. Do not ever serve her fowl, right? She won't complain. She won't eat a turkey sandwich or a scrambled egg or whatever. No one would ever know that. So you have to speak up. So your level of care, your type of care, your payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. Once you have that determined, then and then only should you begin your search and go out and then find the top places that check all of the boxes. Otherwise, I'm just telling you, you are wasting your time, and that contributes to that 50 to 100 hours. If it sounds overwhelming, it is. If it sounds really complex, like Steve, you just turn that into a great big complex equation, and I was just going to go look at some places. Well, it's a complex equation because if you want to do it right, that it is a complex equation. Okay. If you're like, all right, I'm out. I need some help with that. If you want to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we help families and individuals every single day through the search and selection process. The first thing, guess what we do? The first thing, we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. We have a 6-page worksheet. We ask all of the questions necessary to determine, guess what? The level of care you'll need, the type of care you need, the payment methods. We go through all the financials, location parameters, personal preferences and needs. And that's our starting point. And then we research the entire marketplace, not just a short list of our buddies. Okay, we research the entire marketplace and determine our top providers that check all the boxes that meet our exact needs. Then we'll go out with you together, and we will we'll go out and we'll take a tour of each place. I'm a former nursing home and assisted living administrator. I think I look at this differently. I ask a lot of questions that most of my clients would never know to ask. Gather critical information. When we're done, it only takes about 3 or 4 hours and we're finished. And then I produce a report to help you make an informed decision. If that's resonating with you, if you're like, wait a minute, I got my hand up, I need help, 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll offer a free consultation. Let's talk about that. We can definitely help. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, says it is simply not true that Israel is creating a famine in Gaza.
I think that we'd be able to show that the starving children they've shown on in various media forums are children who are suffering from serious diseases, who they put up in front of the camera and say they're suffering. They're starving.
Oren says Hamas has won a major PR victory by convincing the world that Israel is causing a famine in Gaza. He says the Western media should know better, but doesn't seem interested in pursuing the facts.
I'll tell you that on October 8th, 2023, the BBC, on October 9th, CNN, on October 12th, the New York Times, 2023, all reported that there was starvation in Gaza. Okay, this is not new. As old it comes.
Dr. Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, federal officials have opened an investigation into Jack Smith. He's the former special counsel who investigated then-candidate Donald Trump before his reelection. Here's Bob Agnew.
The Office of Special Counsel, an independent federal agency, has confirmed that Smith is now under investigation on suspicions he engaged in illegal political activity. Smith was named special counsel to investigate Donald Trump by then-Attorney General Merrick Garland in November of 2022. He prosecuted two federal cases against Trump in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election. The president and his Republican allies, including Senator Tom Cotton, have accused Smith of violating the Hatch Act, a federal law that bans certain public officials from engaging in political activity. Bob Agnew reporting.
A rather mild 3.0 magnitude earthquake has shaken the New York metropolitan area. No reports of any injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Australia banning children under the age of 16 from holding YouTube accounts. Here's correspondent Charles Dale-Desmond.
Communications Minister Annika Wells says the government's implementing the law on behalf of parents who want and deserve better protection for their kids online.
The evidence cannot be ignored that 4 out of 10 Australian kids report that their most recent harm was on YouTube.
YouTube was listed as an exemption in November in Australia when the Parliament passed world-first laws that banned children younger than 16 from platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok and X. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
Authorities in Chile have found and identified the bodies of all 5 miners trapped in a collapsed shaft at the world's largest copper mine. The victims were trapped Thursday following a 4.2 magnitude earthquake. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. No question about it, grandmas have always had a way of teaching youngsters, and now a camp in California where youngsters connected to elders in the community.
So you're going to learn how to do a straight stitch.
Welcome to Grandma Camp. It's not summer camp for grandmas, but a summer program in Fullerton, California, where older women teach young people 8 to 14 how to do things like sewing, embroidery, clay jewelry, and cooking. Hakika Abdul-Rahim is a sewing instructor at Olive Summer Camp.
We're losing these skills. So many people are not using them anymore, so it's a real value to ourselves because we love the interaction with the younger group.
Student Miriam Abawi says it's fun spending time with someone not of her generation.
I like it because we get to connect and we get to learn like new skills like sewing.
I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Back in 2023, and at that time, I weighed in with a newsletter article. You can find it, and I'm going to update that with a new article this week about my new take on erythritol. 2023, I wrote, should you chuck your erythritol sweetened products? And in that article, I concluded, and I'm quoting, bottom line, it may be advisable for people with known cardiovascular risk factors or previously diagnosed arterial blockage to avoid erythritol altogether. But for healthy persons, it remains an open question, and additional research may dispel concerns. And the reason I said that is because there was, I mean, if you want to indict someone for murder, you don't do that on circumstantial evidence. There was circumstantial evidence that people who had higher levels of erythritol had increased cardiovascular risk, strokes, and heart attacks. And there was also evidence that in the test tube, if you put erythritol on platelets, the platelets, which are the little tiny things that stick together causing blood clots, that they would stick together more readily. And so that was a concern, but I thought that, well, for example, they say that because high cholesterol in the blood is sometimes associated with cardiovascular risk, that eating cholesterol is bad for you. And that was the basis for nutritional orthodoxy for a really long time. But it turns out that dietary cholesterol may not be the culprit. It may be that the body simply manufactures a lot of cholesterol in people who have cardiovascular risk. It's a case of correlation is not causation. Now, we get small amounts of erythritol from fruits, but a major source of erythritol these days is from these sweeteners. And so there's a new study, and I'm quoting from Science Alert, which summarizes the study. In the new study, researchers exposed blood-brain barrier cells to levels of erythritol typically found after drinking a soft drink sweetened with the compound. They saw a chain reaction of cell damage that could make the brain more vulnerable to blood clots, a leading cause of stroke. Now, again, this is a what's called an in vitro study, as opposed to an in vivo in a live animal or in a human. It's a test tube study, but it is concerning. And further, they write that laboratory findings align with troubling evidence from human studies. Several large-scale observational studies have found that people who regularly consume erythritol face significantly higher risks of cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks and strokes. But keep in mind that nutritional science is very, very complicated and very nuanced, and it seldom yields pat answers. Think of all the controversies about eggs bad for you, eggs good for you. Is meat bad for you? Is meat okay? And a recent review of erythritol's potential role in disease promotion talks about something called confounding. And I'll share what they say with you. Disentangling the relationship between artificial sweeteners and cardiovascular outcomes is complex because of the inevitable confounding effect of enhanced use of artificial sweeteners in poor nutritional quality food. Artificial sweetener intake has been shown to be associated with increased cardiovascular risk and stroke in large prospective studies. However, individuals with high artificial sweetener intake also had poorer diet. Less fruits, vegetables, and fiber, more processed meat, dairy, and sodium, were less physically active and more likely to smoke, had a higher BMI, body mass index, they were fatter. All risk factors for coronary heart disease and stroke. However, you know, I got to say that this latest study has pushed me a little bit more towards rejecting erythritol for me personally. I was about to go out and buy a new box of erythritol containing monk fruit sweetener. I really was on the verge of doing it. I put it on my shopping list and I said, I'm not going there. It's not going to, why increase my erythritol levels when some studies are beginning to show that there are harms associated with that. So now I've disciplined myself to consume my tea unsweetened, or if I'm in the mood, I go back to simply adding a half teaspoon of good old-fashioned brown sugar to my tea. Now, you may say, sugar, oh my goodness, that's horrible. Well, I rationalize this minor transgression by reminding myself that this was the way sugar was consumed in the old days, as merely an occasional condiment. These days, we mainline it via sodas and sports drinks and candies, baked goods, desserts, dressings, virtually every processed food that's flavor-enhanced. They're all Trojan horses for massive amounts of sugar. And so putting on like a half teaspoon of brown sugar in a cup of tea in the morning as an alternative to all the natural sweeteners, which I can't find a single one that doesn't have a potential downside, except maybe pure monk fruit, or there's one called allulose, which I may look into, or monk fruit. But I find that stevia and monk fruit without the balance of some other component, like erythritol, they're a little bitter. They taste artificial. So try as we may not be able to fool Mother Nature with phony zero-calorie sugar substitutes. And it'll be interesting to see if this emerging research on erythritol sparks a consumer backlash or, you know, perhaps even regulatory action. Already the Europeans are calling for limits on the amount of erythritol that people consume. They haven't decided yet whether it is indeed a cardiovascular risk, but they want more research on this. By the way, the Europeans did a survey, and they admit that already people across the European Union already consume more than what is recommended for the daily consumption of erythritol. So lots of people consuming this stuff. Maybe it's part of the picture, maybe not. More research is needed. Meanwhile, you know, a yellow flag on erythritol in light of this new study. And I'll share my thoughts on it in a comprehensive article in our newsletter. If you haven't yet subscribed, go to deerhoffman.com, enter your email, and we'll send that newsletter out to you for free every single week. And lots of, hopefully, news you can use via the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255, and that number enables you to call and record a question even when we're not in the air live. And so let's hear that.
Hi, Doctor and all. Just wondering if full-fat Greek yogurt is a good way to increase protein. Are there any drawbacks to using it for that? I know it seems to be loaded according to the nutrition facts on the back of the item. Also wondering about whey protein. Same question. Is that a good way to increase the protein levels? Thanks so much.
Yeah, okay. Well, great question. And, you know, this question kind of harkens back to the Seinfeld famous episode back in 1993. It's hard to believe, 32 years ago. Remember the Seinfeld episode, the non-fat yogurt episode? And it even featured then mayoral candidate Rudy Giuliani. It was a famous episode. I'll recall it for you. Is that Kramer comes home with some non-fat yogurt and gets Jerry and Elaine to sample it. And they just love it. It's just great. And it's free. It's a free ride because it's non-fat. They can eat as much of it as they want. And they start eating it. And pretty soon, Kramer notices that they put on weight. And they're horrified. And so they go to the yogurt place and they get a sample of the yogurt. They have it tested in a lab. And it turns out it's not really non-fat. But remember the non-fat yogurt craze? Well, 32 years later, we're going in the opposite direction. We're going with full-fat yogurt and especially high-protein yogurt. And so Greek yogurt is an example of this. It's got more protein. It's got a little bit of fat. And in fact, there's a big article in the New York Times that I saw recently that talks about the explosion in protein-enriched products. And I think consumption of high-protein yogurts like Greek yogurt up 300%. And so this is a real selling point now. More protein people are really avid for protein. And so Greek yogurt is made by straining regular yogurt to remove whey, resulting in a thicker product. It's also tangier. It's got a thicker consistency. It's got a more of a tart flavor. And it contains more protein, but also lower carbohydrates and sugar, which is that's also a desirable trait. You know, people were going for the opposite. They were going for low fat, but then it was laden with added sugar and carbohydrates. And so, that's probably why Elaine and Jerry were all gaining weight. So I do think that that's a good idea in terms of consuming yogurt, because I don't think that elimination of fat, you know, with low fat yogurt actually makes a difference in terms of overall health. And you get more of a satiety value. The more protein you eat and with a little bit of fat increased in there, you're going to just eat less and you'll be more satisfied. So it is, I think, Greek yogurt and yogurts like that, high protein versions of yogurt, are Icelandic yogurt also is kind of like that. All right, so then the second question is, whey protein a good way to increase protein? And yes, indeed. I mean, I take whey protein on a daily basis. I take about 20 grams of whey protein, and I make a shake, and I incorporate it in it. A lot of the different ingredients, including creatine and some collagen and some colostrum and whatever I'm up on, you know, at a given time. So it's a great way to augment your protein. So here's some of the considerations. Is the whey protein may be more complete than other alternatives such as soy protein or pea protein. I find that products made the pea, as even when they really process it, it has a bit of a residual flavor and texture that you can sometimes camouflage with other ingredients, and it's okay, but I prefer whey protein because whey is very amenable to flavoring with vanilla or flavoring with chocolate. And also, whey protein may be just a little bit more of a complete protein. Sort of in the hierarchy, whey is the most complete protein. Soy, a close second. Pea protein, a little bit behind it. You may have to consume more pea protein to get a full balance of all the essential amino acids that you need from your protein supplement as building blocks for tissue repair and wound healing and, sustaining organ function and muscle. So there you have it. And, you know, I think people need more protein, and I'm happy to urge that people consume high-protein products and also protein supplements if they're not getting enough protein from the regular diet. There you have it. Great question. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Murder of Lakin Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Lakin did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's really driving the coverage of the Jeffrey Epstein saga, and if you want to know what's really happening with illegal immigration, tune in to Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we have some recorded calls, and I'll get to some of those a little later on the subject of prostate cancer. We got one on sarcoidosis and one on osteoporosis. But before we do that, there's a headline here that I found interesting. My major in college was anthropology, so I studied human evolution and culture, and so I'm all over this topic. I find it quite fascinating. Headline: Smithsonian exhibit overstates genetic similarity between humans and apes and should be fixed. This according to discovery.org. And so what are they talking about here? And this kind of harkens back to the Scopes monkey trial in 1925 in Tennessee. If you saw the movie Inherit the Wind, it's a 1960 movie, a Stanley Kramer movie starring Frederick March and Spencer Tracy. It's kind of it's not the Scopes monkey trial, but it parallels the Scopes monkey trial. It's based on a 1955 play. But back in 1925, there was a science teacher who was trying to teach children about evolution. And that, in Tennessee, which was primarily the rural South, which was steeped in fundamentalist religion, give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Well, they had a big brouhaha around that teacher, and the teacher was convicted of heresy, of teaching that humans were descended from monkeys. That's why they called it the Scopes monkey trial. And it attracted national attention. because it really was like a clash between the fundamentalist view and the modernist view. Now, it turns out that Charles Darwin, who invented or who developed the theory of evolution, lived a mere, 50 years before that. So the notion that humans descended from ape-like ancestors was relatively novel and clashed with creationism, which is the notion that the world was created in 7 days. You know, just look at the Bible. The Bible gives you, you know, Adam and Eve and all that stuff. And so it is thought to be heretical to suggest that humans descended from these primitive animals. And so William Jennings Bryan, who was a great orator, took the position of the fundamentalists that creationism should be exclusively taught in schools. And he was opposed by Clarence Darrow, who was supported by the ACLU. The ACLU actually got involved because the ACLU was very secular and was for free speech and science way back in 1925, 100 years ago. And so there was a big courtroom drama, and it's portrayed in Inherit the Wind. Great movie. Frederick March plays William Jennings Bryan character, the fundamentalist, and Clarence Darrow plays the clever, more modern, Spencer Tracy plays Clarence Darrow. So this all leads up to a Smithsonian exhibit, and I think this is something that we've repeated as a dictum, is that we are very similar to our ape ancestors, that our 98% or 99% of our DNA is identical to the DNA of an ape. And in some ways, you know, that's a scientific statement, but it also kind of mixes ideology with science. It is definitely a repudiation of creationism, and it emphasizes the notion that evolution has caused us to progress stepwise from, you know, little worms to fish to crawling animals on land and then mammals and et cetera, et cetera, until we walked upright. You've seen the graphics on that. But it turns out that while ideologically this kind of makes sense, that we are very similar to our primate ancestors behaviorally and in terms of our organs and systems. That's why they, you know, experiment with a lot of drugs and surgeries on primates. It turns out that it's actually not an accurate statement. It turns out that a new paper from Nature, which is a preeminent scientific journal, indicates that human and chimpanzee genomes, that is their DNA, are roughly 15% different. So what we've been teaching every school kid, I think every school kid has learned this. I mean, that's something that I was taught. You know, I practically knew this by junior high school, is that, you know, we share 99% of our DNA with monkeys, which in 1925 would have been a controversial statement, but in 2025, you know, we accept this. It's not even scientifically accurate. And part of the reason for that is that we are probably less similar to modern-day chimpanzees and gorillas than we are to ancestors of ourselves, what are called pre-hominids, or, you know, like the Neanderthals, who lived 500,000 years ago. We're probably more similar to them than we are to modern-day monkeys because we have evolved along separate pathways. We diverged from monkeys maybe 8, 10, 12, 15 million years ago. And they've been evolving on their own, and we've been evolving on our own, and we have diverged in terms of our DNA composition, in terms of our genome. And so there's a scientist, Dr. Casey Luskin, who wrote a letter to the Smithsonian. He says, the actual difference in DNA between humans and chimps is over 10 times greater than what the Smithsonian says. In his letter, Luskin urged the Smithsonian to correct the exhibit to reflect more current, accurate scientific data. They say that the Smithsonian is the nation's premier science museum, and it would be inexcusable for the museum to present scientifically inaccurate data about human genetic similarity to apes to the public. To fail to correct this data is to use taxpayer money to miseducate the public about a question of profound scientific, sociological, and philosophical interest. Yes, it actually has philosophical implications because maybe, you know, it's a little easier to believe that we are not descended from monkeys, that we are not really that similar. We are unique as a human species. All right. Folks, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and even pain control, plus our inflammatory and immune responses. I believe that CBD is one of the biggest breakthroughs in herbal products that we've seen in the 21st century. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. By the way, I had a little trouble sleeping last night because I overexerted myself. I pulled a muscle and I got like a spasm in my hip and it was painful. And so I got up, I stretched, and I took a little bit of this product, CBD Calm, because it was the middle of the night. I didn't want to take something containing melatonin, which would be CBD Sleep. So I took CBD Calm at like 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Wow, it really helped me relax and fall back to sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension. That's what I took. Soothes irritability and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep, which you take at bedtime, aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. Ivermectin. Ivermectin is all the buzz these days because it was maligned as horse paste when people were taking it to combat COVID. It was kind of like the renegade method that people who were anti-vaxxers would embrace, people who refused to take conventional medicines. Ivermectin was in vogue, and it still is to some extent. And there's some real basis for believing that stuff. It's an anti-parasite medication, but it has what are called pleiotropic effects, meaning it might have effects against not just parasites, but also against cancer. There's actually some studies ongoing looking at ivermectin. Some people, and I met a guy on a recent cruise who used to work for a pharmaceutical company, and guy should know about drugs. He has stage 4 prostate cancer. He's taking ivermectin for stage 4 prostate cancer. And I think the word isn't out yet on that, but there's potential. New application for ivermectin. It turns out in a study in Kenya, taking ivermectin just once a month in the kids in Kenya reduced new malaria infections by 26%. So it wasn't like a complete stopgap, but there's certain parts of the world, remote parts of the world, where there's a lot of malaria, but people don't get regular medical care. They don't have doctors, they don't have hospitals. So health workers go out in the field and can give them a medication that they just take once a month. The health worker says goodbye, goes to another village, then comes around again and says, okay, it's time to take your ivermectin just once a month. And it turns out that it can reduce the incidence of new malaria infections by 26%, which could be part of the answer for eradicating malaria. I didn't realize this, but malaria, extremely prevalent, 263 million cases worldwide, nearly half a million deaths annually. I'm sorry, over half a million deaths annually from malaria. So it's still a big deal, and it hasn't been eradicated. They keep coming up with drugs. The mosquitoes develop resistance. And what causes malaria? Malaria is actually a parasite. So it can make sense to use ivermectin. And interesting application of an old drug, a Nobel Prize-winning drug when it was developed, originally as an anti-parasitic medication, but now with some applications for malaria. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for men, raw maca, prostate B, and ortho multi for men. Virility for men supports endocrine function, raw maca supports healthy sexual function, prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and ortho multi for men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Cashback. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As I so often reiterate, 877-726-8255 is the way you get through to Intelligent Medicine to pose a question. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Yes, I have stage 4 prostate cancer, and I'm doing holistic recovery. And I was wondering, should I take a day off from my supplements?
Okay. So, yeah, and this kind of pertains to the question we get it fairly frequently, which is whatever supplements you're taking, whether regimen you're following, whether it's for general prevention or whether it's for a specific problem, should you take a drug holiday? Well, these aren't drugs, but sometimes it's suggested that people take a drug holiday. They stop taking a medication for a while because the body develops what's called tachyphylaxis, a fancy term which means that the body gets used to something and it becomes less efficacious. And then if you take a rest and you reintroduce the thing, then it is more efficacious. So that's recommended by some people as if it's an established fact, but I just don't think we know enough about it. It may be the case for certain supplements, not for others, or maybe supplements in general, or it may make no difference at all. I personally don't do that unless by accident, you know, I can't take a supplement because, I don't know, maybe I'm feeling too, you know, full. So I skip my supplements. Or alternatively, I forget my supplements. Experiment happened a couple of years ago when I went to Spain and I had my supplements all prepared. And then I realized that I had left them in the refrigerator. And so for 2 weeks I didn't take supplements and I survived. And I'm not sure if it enhanced the benefits once I restarted. So stage 4 prostate cancer, I mean, sounds very dire. I mean, that's the type of prostate cancer that former President Biden has. That means it's metastatic. And yes, I think that there are supplements that help. But I cannot tell you that it makes a difference one way or the other, whether you pause or whether you keep taking the supplements on a regular basis. I think I would argue for, you know, just take your supplements consistently and don't worry about it. All right, this item, Major League Baseball, and particularly my home team, the New York Mets, mourn the death of Dr. David Altschek. He was the Mets' medical director and a Tommy John surgery pioneer who died this last month at 68, relatively young age. He was a orthopedic surgeon who was a Tommy John surgery pioneer. Now, Tommy John surgery is for something called the ulnar collateral ligament. And we got a scare recently when our star player here, the Yankees, Aaron Judge, had some pain in his elbow, and they thought it was a UCL, ulnar collateral ligament. And that means Tommy John surgery. And Tommy John surgery, very successful. You can come back and rehab and play and sometimes have a long career afterwards. But you got to take a year off. And it is a very interesting surgery because it really works. And you come back in full form. Pioneered in 1974 by one of Dr. Altschek's mentors, Dr. Frank Jobe. He was the LA Dodgers team physician. Back in 1974, there was a player named Tommy John. You know, he was a pitcher, and he pitched for the Dodgers, and then he got a sore arm, and so they undertook this new surgery on him. And he subsequently had a career This is 1974, he had the surgery. He pitched until well into the 80s. After he pitched for the Dodgers, he pitched for the Yankees, and he pitched for the Angels and the Athletics, and then he came back with a second stint for the Yankees, which he completed in 1989. So he had a long, illustrious career. Shohei Ohtani, that incredible phenom on the Dodgers, who's both a pitcher and a hitter from Japan, he just had Tommy John surgery. Gerrit Cole, our Yankee superstar pitcher, he's off this year because of Tommy John surgery. And so it's a remarkable surgery. Dr. Alchek performed his first Tommy John surgery in 1993, and he has done like 2,500 Tommy John surgeries. And some of them are on young athletes. They're high schoolers who blow out their arms from pitching too hard at a young age, and then they get all fixed up and they go on to have a long high-end amateur and professional career pitching. There's this enormous, it's very unnatural thing, throwing the ball repeatedly at high velocity with a crazy arm angle puts the UCL, the ulnar collateral ligament, under enormous stress. And these guys actually look at your MRI, they see if you're a candidate for the surgery. They have a procedure that can repair the ligament, and once it heals, the likelihood of you going back to pitching at the same level is above 95%. So they really, they actually called Tommy John the bionic man because he had a bionic elbow. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine next hour. Lots of interesting stuff to share with you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Special Assistant to the President Harrison Fields says as the Department of Justice looks into allegations that former President Barack Obama was instrumental in the Russia collusion hoax. There's something the public needs to keep in mind.
This is not an investigation in search of a crime. This is compelling evidence of wrongdoing in which is going to trigger an investigation to see exactly what happened. A very different situation when the government was weaponized against President Trump.
Fields says the DOJ probe into Obama as the possible source of the Russia collusion hoax markedly different from the many probes the previous administration had launched against Donald Trump.
In which they were just searching, making up crimes, making up lies, and trying to prosecute him for the rest of his life. Very different scenario. We have a smoking gun. Now the DOJ is looking into it.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump giving Senate Republicans permission to begin their August recess Saturday night, shortly before Democrats and Republican leaders agreed to quickly vote on 7 final civilian nominees, but none of the more than 100 still pending on the calendar. In the meantime, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Democrat efforts to stall the president's nominations is unprecedented.
Changing the rules as to cut down on debate and to force issue votes quicker, I think, is a way to address this. A lack of confirmations that's sensible, but that doesn't completely overhaul the Senate traditions and might not lead to a revolt among Republican senators as well.
Continetti making his comments over the weekend to the Salem Radio Network. And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
A top Trump aide accuses India of effectively financing Russia's war in Ukraine. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff at the White House, said it's not acceptable for India to purchase oil from Russia, which he argued is supporting Moscow's war against Ukraine. Last week, a 25% tariff on Indian products went into effect as a result of its purchase of military equipment and energy from Russia. President Trump has also threatened 100% tariffs on U.S. imports from countries that buy Russian oil. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A group of nations that are part of the oil cartel OPEC Plus have agreed to boost oil production, which could lower gasoline prices. They cite a steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A former U.S. soldier suspected of killing 4 people in a Montana bar is still at large and believed to be armed and very dangerous. Authorities say they think 45-year-old veteran Michael Paul Brown committed the shooting with a rifle. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen says several law enforcement agencies have joined in the search.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who was committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims. I'll go ahead and announce right now that at this time we have a $7,500 reward, and that's just the initial reward.
Tennessee authorities have arrested 2 men they say are connected to the case of 4 murdered family members who were related to an abandoned infant. Officers say there are many unanswered questions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin this time with a radio comedy star instead handling a dramatic role in the series Suspense. And later it's the finale of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter. Here on When Radio Was, we usually hear William Bendix in the role of Patriarch Chester in the comedy The Life of Riley. He also starred in the later television version. While Bendix had lots of dramatic film credits as well. They wore pictures Wake Island and Guadalcanal Diary, the film noir crime dramas The Glass Key and The Blue Dahlia, and even worked for Alfred Hitchcock in the multiple Oscar-nominated movie Lifeboat. So he had the acting chops. He'll be joined in this offering by Sandra Gould, Hans Conried, Wally Mayer, Jerry Hausner, and a pre-Dragnet, Jack Webb. It's from February 27, 1947.
Suspense. Tonight, Roma Wines bring you Mr. William Bendix as star of Three Faces at Midnight, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear.
They say they got 58 million jobs in this country. 58 million jobs, and I had to pick this one. Well, that's the way it goes. Some guys have got some special ability that other guys don't have. They just get picked out of the crowd, I guess, in spite of themselves. Well, this day I'm walking along Central Avenue, not paying much attention to anything in particular. Then I see this sign. Help wanted, it says. Jobs. And it's got a list of different kinds of jobs, like chauffeur, house painter, salesman. And there's nothing so funny about that. But then I see what kind of dough they're paying. And brother, what kind of dough they're paying. I'm thinking maybe this inflation ain't such a bad idea after all. And I walk in. Well, there's quite a bunch of guys in there, naturally, sitting around on benches. And I sit down, and every so often, a door opens, and a tough-looking little gray-haired guy comes out and picks out a guy, and the guy goes in a sort of office with him. And that's the last we ever see of him. So this keeps happening for a while, and I'm thinking this guy must really be handing out the jobs. And then the door opens again, and the guy is looking at me.
Okay, you.
Me?
Yes, you. Sit down. What's your name?
Walters.
First name?
What's
the matter? Don't you know it?
Muscles.
What?
Muscles. M-U-S.
Look, don't try to clown with me, pal. What's your name?
Listen, for your information, my first name is Sylvester. Only I don't like the name Sylvester, so most people don't call me Sylvester. On account of it's better for them that way, so they call me Muscles. Now you catch on?
Yeah. Live here in town?
No.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
I should have known it. What's your IQ?
Come again?
Skip it. Got any friends in town?
No.
And I can see why.
Look, Pop, are you talking to me about a job or a poke in the nose?
What? Look, you wouldn't try to get tough with me, would you, you big baboon?
What? Is that gun loaded, Pop?
Yeah. Now you want to make something of it?
No, I don't. And how do you like that? But if you'll put that heater down for a minute, Pop, I will bend you around like a pretzel.
You know, I think you're going to be all right, son.
Now,
hold it. Don't get sore. I was just trying something out on you, that's all.
You take awful chances, Pop.
Guns don't worry you much, do they?
Guns? I spent the last 4 years playing with firearms for Uncle Whiskers. Guns to me are like the measles. I don't worry about them. I just got a healthy respect for them. I like to keep my distance, that's all. Especially when the other guy's got him and I don't.
Yeah, I think you're going to be all right.
For what?
Huh? Oh, yes, yes. What kind of a job did you want?
Well, I don't know. I've been a cabbie. I drove a truck. I was a salesman for a while.
For who? Lionel Strongfort?
No. Ladies' lingerie. Mail order house.
Well, you'll make a lot more on this job than you would as any salesman. Now listen, say this after me.
What?
This is John. Three faces for midnight.
Come again?
Come on, say it. It's part of the job.
Listen, if this job means I gotta play left end for the nut house, it's out.
Don't worry, pal. You're gonna like this job. Come on now, just say it. This is John. Three faces for midnight.
Well, what can I lose? This is John. Three faces for midnight.
Again.
This is John. Three faces for midnight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna be all right.
Well, is that good?
Listen to this.
What's that?
A dictograph. It plays records.
Yeah? Oh, well, that's more like it. Have you got Crosby?
Shh, listen.
Yeah? This is John. This way is the road. Three faces for midnight. Well? We're ready. Tomorrow night. Regular time. I'll call.
There. You get it?
Well, they sound just like a couple of mugs to me, especially that guy John.
I guess nobody ever does.
Why?
Recognize their own voice when they hear it. That guy John sounds enough like you to be your twin brother.
Well, I guess a guy can't help what he sounds. You mean I sound like that?
I mean you're hired.
What a price to pay for a job.
Look, go through that back door there to the back and wait for me. I got a couple of things to do and then we'll get busy.
Okay, but this better be on the level. Because so far it sure stinks. Pardon me. You all alone in here?
I was.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt or anything, only he sent me in here.
Oh, it's quite all right. Make yourself quite at home.
Well, thanks.
Only I hope you won't mind if I return to the perusal of my magazine.
Huh? Oh, you were reading. I like to read myself sometimes.
I'm sure.
You working for this guy?
I'm afraid that's confidential.
So he gave you that too, eh?
Why, yes. Are you working for him?
Well, I don't know if you could call it working.
Well, didn't he tell you anything?
Yeah. All about how I sounded like a guy named John, and what did I think about guns?
Guns?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, I don't know exactly.
That sounds just as crazy as what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you see, I'm a photographer.
Oh, you take pictures?
Uh-huh. I'm just an amateur, really, but I get some very good pictures. I showed him some. A 16mm.
What's that?
Movies. With this camera here. See?
Oh. Oh, well, if this is some kind of gag for the movies, then it makes sense. They say in that racket, everybody's crazy.
Well, I don't know. I figured he wanted me to take some pictures of some kind of an affair. You know, a wedding or something.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Give the bride away?
Oh, I'm ready to... Oh, you two get acquainted?
Oh, we were making a start.
Good, good. Okay, now look. I got all your instructions written down here. Everything you're supposed to do. You take a train to Woodbridge and walk, not take a cab. Walk to a certain house. There's a map here. You can't miss it.
Well, aren't you coming?
Yeah, sure. I'll be there, but I've got to go separately. There's a reason for that. So beat it now. Your train leaves in a half an hour. You can read over your instructions on the way.
Okay. I'm playing along as though this was on the level. But it better be.
It's on the level, all right, but listen.
Yeah?
Don't you do anything that's not in those instructions. See?
Well, why should
we? I'm just telling you. Because I wouldn't want to see anything happen to you. Either of you.
That should have been the tip-off right there. Especially for a smart guy like me. But if you must know, by this time I am thinking about this dame. Who is a slick chick. But real refined, too. You know what I mean. And I'm thinking this is probably the big break for her. If it is on the level. So I ought to help her through with it, and so I do. By the time we get out to this Woodbridge, we're getting along pretty good, except for one thing. We start off from the railroad station, like it says on the map the guy gave us, looking for this certain house. Only it gets wilder and wilder where we're going, right into the woods. Must be a couple of miles. And then all of a sudden, there's a house. Well, that should have been a tip-off, too.
You don't suppose that's it?
According to this map, it's got to be.
But, Sylvester...
Helen.
Yes, Sylvester?
If you call me that once more, I'll bend...
What did you say?
I said I will bend every effort for you, but please don't call me that.
Well, I just can't call you Muscles. It's not refined. Well, then this must be the place. But it certainly is a funny place to have any kind of an affair.
Don't look like it's been lived in for 20 years.
Listen.
Yeah, going to be a storm.
Well, we better just go on inside. That's what it says to do.
That door don't sound like it's ever been opened.
Oh, gee, it's spooky in here.
Yeah, and I can't find a light anywhere either.
Maybe that nice Mr. Oh, Sylvester.
Well?
I don't even know his name. Do you?
No, and I wish I didn't know him.
Close the door. It's all right. Sorry, it's me.
Oh.
That's the idea. Now we can have some light.
Oh, well. Well, it's nice on the inside, isn't it? Really refined.
Yeah, it used to be an old hideout. Now, come on in the front room here, and I'll give you the pitch.
Well, don't think we're in any hurry to know, because we are, see?
All right, now listen. In about an hour, there's going to be a guy come out here to take a bribe. He's quite a big guy in this town, and he's taking a big bribe, $200,000.
200 grand?
Yes. He's going to take the money from another guy that he's never seen before, a guy named John. You're going to be John.
Oh. Oh, so I'm going to be John.
That's right. The guy you heard on the record in my office, the guy you sound like. The other guy you heard is the guy that's taking the money.
Oh, yeah, well, you can count me out. This whole thing
smells.
And if I had known that you were getting a young girl...
Now, wait a minute. There are only two people in this world who know about this. Me and...
And who are you?
Just call me Tim. Me and Grover T. Wyatt. You know who he is.
No.
You don't mean Governor Wyatt.
Yes.
Why, he's nice. I voted for him. Why, he's one of the best-looking men, for his age, I mean.
Wyatt's a swell guy, clean as a whistle for 20 years. But, he made one little mistake back there, and a certain guy has caught onto it. Well, all I can say is that if this thing doesn't come off, if he doesn't hear from me by 3 o'clock this afternoon, well, Governor Wyatt's a dead pigeon.
Well, I don't care if he's a dead horse. 200 grand is plenty of lettuce, and that means plenty of trouble. And what about this John that I'm supposed to be?
He knows about it, too. He's been our contact man on the phone with the scripter, and
well, I don't like it. And Helen here.
What are you squawking about? There's nothing going to happen to you. There's a bonus of 5 apiece in it for both of you.
Oh, so we stick our necks out for a lousy $5.
$500?
That's what I said, a lousy 500?
That's what I said.
Well.
Say, where is this bum that's been giving trouble to the governor? I will bend him around like a pretzel.
We don't need any of that. We're just going to get him good this time, and that's the end of him.
And you want me to take pictures of the transaction?
Now you're getting smart. Yes, yes, from the landing up there. That's why we've got so much light in here. Will it be okay?
Oh, it'll be quite all right, I'm sure.
Yeah, but there's just one thing.
What?
So this guy shows up, and he thinks I'm John, because he's never seen John. But what if John shows up?
Well, now, this John was sort of a double-crosser. He won't show up.
How do you know?
He had a little accident this morning. He's dead.
And that's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is done for 51.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Thanks.
muscles.
Oh, still there.
Yeah.
Are they?
Dead? Yeah, both of them.
Sylvester, what are we going to do?
Well, I got what you might call a rough idea.
What?
Come on, we're going to get the... out of here. We have to walk the 2 miles to the station through the pouring rain. But even all that cold water don't seem to make my brains work any better. We don't get back to town until about 4:30, and I still don't have it figured out. Helen, well, I guess you can't blame her. She just don't seem to have much experience in these things. So we're standing there under an awning, arguing.
But, Sylvester, why don't we just go to the police or somebody and tell them?
Look, Sugar, there's 3 guys been knocked off today. We were there when it happened to 2 of them. And how do we know that that guy Tim told us was on the level?
Well, maybe the police would tell us.
Yeah, with a rub of a hose. And here's another thing. We're carrying around a briefcase full of 200 grand of somebody else's dough. And that ain't hay, and it ain't good.
Oh, my goodness, what's so bad about it? All we have to do is keep it until somebody...
Helen, look. I'm not really a tough guy, see? All I know is what I see in the movies. But I know that when you're walking around with that much hot money, you're apt to wake up someday and find you've been living on borrowed time. Didn't you see what happened to that guy in that movie, the Killers?
Oh, yeah, wasn't that good? Poor Burt Lancaster. I felt so sorry for him.
Yeah, well, I don't want to wind up no Burt Lancaster, even to make you feel sorry for me. So the first thing we got to do is ditch this dough.
Ditch? Really, Sylvester?
I mean before they find those 2 stiffs out there and then start trying to find a funny-looking guy and a cute-looking dame with a sack full of dough, we got to find the parties that belong to it before they find us. Now you catch on?
But we can't give it back to the man it belongs to. He's...
Yeah. And he said there was nobody in on the deal but him and the governor.
The governor? Why, that's what we'll do, silly. Just call the governor.
Oh, yeah. And how do you do that? You just look him up in the classified ads?
Oh, I don't know. Ask information. Somebody must know his number. After all, he's a very important man.
Well, it might be worth a try.
Oh, of course it is. There's probably a phone booth treasure in the drugstore.
Yeah, but calling the governor just like that, I don't know.
X-ray, governor commits suicide. Paper bud
dated. I got enough to worry me without the the governor. Helen, the governor. He's dead. Well, of course. Now I remember what that guy said about the governor being a dead pigeon if he didn't get word by 3 o'clock. But it's too late now for that to do anybody much good, us or him either. There was just one more chance. That employment agency. The rain had almost stopped now, and we went over to Central Avenue to look for it.
Of course this is the place. I'd recognize it any time.
Where's the sign with the jobs on it?
I don't know. Maybe they take it down when it rains to keep the letters from running.
Maybe. The joint looks closed to me. It is closed. Hey, anybody in there? Hey, open up! Come on, open up!
What do you want?
We want to see the boss.
I'm in charge here. What do you want?
Well, we were sort of looking for a couple of jobs.
I don't have no jobs. I'm just trying to rent this place. It's vacant.
Vacant? Isn't this an employment agency?
Not since this morning. You want to rent it?
Look, this is kind of important to us. The guy that had it before, he was a sort of tough-looking little gray-haired guy, huh?
Yeah, that's a guy. Guy by the name of Whiting. George Whiting.
Oh, no, his name was Tim.
Look, lady, if you know so much, what are you asking me for?
It's all right. He probably had 2 names. You wouldn't know his home address, would you?
I don't know a thing about the man, fella. If you got to see him so bad, the only thing I could advise you to do is stick around on the off chance he might come back.
But he can't. He's dead.
He's what?
Skip it. We got the wrong guy. That last crack didn't help none because I knew that guy would remember us sure. And now I saw the whole thing. That employment racket was just a phony setup to catch a couple of patsies. Us. I headed us back to the choo-choo station. On the way, I slipped the G-note out of the briefcase. It was time to do something fast.
Leave town? Oh, but I don't want to leave town. It's nice here.
Yeah, they got nice, comfortable slabs in the morgue, too. Come on, we're going to check this briefcase.
But what are we going to check it for if we're going to leave town? If it's too heavy, Mr. Walters, I'll carry it.
Look, Sugar, for the last time, I hope 3 guys are dead.
The governor of a state almost as important as Brooklyn has just knocked himself off, all on account of what's in this bag. We are ditching this bag, Sugar, and we are lambing. I'll explain what that means later. Check this, will you, bud?
When do you want it?
Sometime next week. I'm going out of town.
Okay, 2 bits now and 2 bits more for every day you leave it. You pay the rest later.
There you are.
25 out of... 20... Hey, what is this, a gag?
Well, what's the matter now?
$1,000.
Oh, yeah, I must have made a mistake.
You sure must have.
Yeah. I don't seem to have nothing smaller.
Well, I sure ain't gonna change this.
Okay, give me the bag. Come on, Helen.
Hey, wait! Hey, Jerry, stop that guy! Hey, you, wait a minute.
Now, look, officer,
Come on, the man wants to see you. Hey, what's the matter, Sam?
That guy must be nuts. He just walked off and left a $1,000 bill.
Oh, did I? Thanks.
Gino, let me see it.
That's mine. Yeah, ask him.
Where'd you get this, bud?
Well, officer, I just made a little killing at the track.
Which track?
Why, the... Look, I just wanted to check my bag, officer.
What's in that bag?
Nothing, officer. Just some purely personal stuff.
Let me see.
Say, wait a minute. What is...
Come on, give me that bag. Well.
What's in it, Jerry?
Why, there's nothing in this bag at all. Nothing at all. Just a little movie camera.
You see, I told you.
And about $1,000,000. Come on.
Come on, Sylvester. Come clean.
I told you. And please, don't call me that.
We ain't started to call you nothing yet, Sylvester. Why'd you kill him?
You killed him for the dough, didn't you?
Where'd you hear about it? How'd you know he had the dough?
This is your gun, isn't it?
No. I told you, they knocked off each other. I was just...
Sure, with the same gun. One guy shoots the other one and then hands him the gun and... Only the gun's got your prints all over it.
I took it away from the guy.
You were robbing the house, weren't you? They came to make their deal and you knocked them off.
Listen, the governor himself knew about it.
Sure, we'll get the governor to come right down and make a statement.
You trying to be funny, Sylvester?
You were robbing the house. You swiped the camera, you put it in the bag, and then they came in. You saw all that dough and you knocked them off.
Listen, Sylvester, you don't want to get that sweet little girlfriend of yours in a jam, do you?
Helen, what have you done to her?
Nothing. Yet. Come on, come clean and we'll let her go.
But I tell you, I
don't... Come on, Sylvester, or we'll send her to the hot seat with you.
You wouldn't, you couldn't.
No, that's what you think. You killed him, didn't you? You killed him.
Okay, I killed him. Now are you happy?
That's a boy, Sylvester. Get this, Harry.
Now will you stop calling me that?
Okay, Sylvester, you killed him. What was the girl doing there?
She had nothing to do with it. She was just taking the pictures.
What pictures?
The pictures! There's your answer, you big dopes! Go look at the pictures!
Oh, he's right, Mac. Those pictures show the whole thing. Pete shot Tim O'Mara, and then this guy got the gun away from him, and O'Mara shot Pete, just like he said.
Yeah. Now you catch on.
You sure?
No argument, Mac. It's all right there on the film.
Well, you're a lucky boy, Sylvester.
Yeah, sure. I get all the breaks.
Now go on, beat it before we think of something else.
Okay, you've had your fun.
Didn't you like it, Sylvester?
But if you'll take off that gun and that badge for a minute, I will bend you around like a pretzel.
You mean right here, Sylvester?
Yeah, right here. After I served my 90 days, I went and got my name changed by a judge from Sylvester to Muscles. It's legal now. Mr. Muscles Walters. It may sound funny to you, but I like it. Oh, yeah, and Helen got her name changed, too. She's Mrs. Muscles Walters.
Suspense. Presented by Roma Wines. R-O-M-A, Roma. America's favorite wines.
William Bendix appears through the courtesy of Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft,
and can soon be seen in the Paramount picture Blaze of Noon. Tonight's suspense play was written by John Eugene Hasty and Robert Richards.
Produced and directed by William Spear for the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California.
From February 27th of 1947, Sandra Gould also spent time as the daughter of the bar owner on the comedy Duffy's Tavern, and in the 1960s was the second actress to play nosy neighbor Gladys Kravitz on the hit TV sitcom Bewitched. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio Was is the final installment of the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter, right after this.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery. In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now. And use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You see powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. It's when high performance meets zero emissions. It's the opulent Velocity concept vehicle from Cadillac. We chatted with Brian Nesbitt from Cadillac to ask him what is opulent Velocity.
And that's what opulent Velocity means in the name, actually, is there's an opulent mode, and this mode is basically an autonomous mode. And that way, all the burden of sitting and commuting in traffic today can really use that time differently. And so whether you need to, you know, you want downtime or you want some productivity, let's say, whether it be personal or even professional. So that's the opulent mode, and the steering wheel retracts. Actually, the pedals retract into the floorboard.
Wow.
And this is really foreshadowing kind of how we see the tech enabling commuting in the future.
Find out more about your future commute in a Cadillac at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was, where it's time for the fifth and final installment of the Duke Red Matter. It originally played out in January of 1956. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Dr. Gorey. You left word for me to call?
Yes. Wonder if I could see you sometime today, Doctor.
What about?
About the Abbott matter.
No. I'm kind of busy today. I talked to you once, Mr. Dollar. What else can I say to you?
That's up to you, Doctor. Entirely up to you. I can tell you this. I have reason not to believe what you said before.
Now, look here, young man.
I have reason to believe that Duke Red wasn't destroyed exactly the way it was reported.
I'm not going to listen to any tall tales about a horse.
Then maybe you'll listen to one about a man.
What?
Thomas Warner, Duke Red's trainer, is missing. I've turned the matter over to the police.
Oh.
Yeah. How about it, Dr. Gorey? Do we talk?
All right, Mr. Dollar.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Hello,
expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location San Pietro, California, to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Universal Building, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Duke Red matter. Expense account item 8, 90 cents, breakfast for me and coffee for Constable Tad Polk, San Pietro Police Department.
Yes, sir. I'm glad we could get together this morning, Mr. Dollar. You know, I thought a long time about you reporting Tom Warner missing.
Well, maybe I'm worried for nothing. But I do know I don't like the circumstances of his disappearance.
You using me, Mr. Dollar?
What?
You know I got a police force of four men. We can't conduct any sizable investigation into a disappearance. Just aren't equipped for it.
I thought it might be something like that.
I don't want to be spending civic money to satisfy some doubts in the mind of your organization. It's not my province, Mr. Dollar.
Look, the man's missing. Nobody knows where he is. He didn't leave a trace. He did leave a month's pay behind him. He left after an argument with Abbott. Nobody saw him leave that farm, Constable. No one knows where he is now.
Now, just hold on to your britches, boy. I didn't say I wouldn't do anything about it.
Huh?
I'm going out and have a talk with Ben Abbott, Mr. Dollar. I've known him for a long time. Think maybe I can find out something about this. We'll see what happens there first, then make some plans.
Well, that sounds fair enough, Constable.
Where can I get in touch with you in case I have to?
I'm going over to see Dr. Gorey this morning. After that, I'll be at my hotel.
Fine. Dollar?
Yeah?
You think something might have happened to Tom Warner?
Yeah, Constable. I sure do. Expense account item 9, $2.50. One long-distance phone call to Hartford. I explained the matter of Tom Warner and requested Niles Pearson to have a man in Baltimore start checking with Warner's parents there in the event some lead as to his whereabouts might turn up there. After that, I drove out to see Dr. Gorey, veterinarian.
You know, you have a way of not being very nice on the telephone. What is it now, Mr. Dollar?
I just talked to my home office in Hartford, Dr. Gorey. They aren't very happy with the way this case has been going.
They're too bad about them in Hartford. How does it affect me?
Well, they're just about at the point where they might close it and call me back home.
All this fuss and... They're going to pay the claim?
No, not at all. I don't mean they're going to pay at all.
What?
They can do one of two things. They can appeal to the insurance commission for a judgment. They'd have a point. No reliable or cooperative witnesses saw the accident to the horse or the circumstances of it. What's more, there's no carcass. For all we know, the horse may be down in Mexico.
Now, look,
or they can institute proceedings against Abbott. Charge him with attempt to defraud.
That's ridiculous. Why would a man worth almost $1 million worry about an insurance policy?
Well, of course, it's ridiculous to you and me, Doctor. But then legally, it's not ridiculous at all. I can pretty well put some things together. Abbott didn't even want to file a claim for the loss of that horse. As a matter of fact, he fired his office manager, Monroe, for filing the claim. Fired him and paid him a bonus to get out and stay out so Monroe wouldn't have to answer any questions. True?
Possibly.
Abbott blamed the accident on Thomas Warner and fired him, too. Warner hasn't been seen or heard of since.
Now, you said on the phone...
I didn't say it, but I'll say it now. Abbott hated Warner because Warner was seeing his daughter. I'll also say Abbott never struck me as a man who could control his hates.
Tom Warner's nothing to me. I don't know anything about him.
But Ben Abbott is something to you. Now, look, Doctor. I spent some time checking you out because you're one of the parties who can help settle this thing. You've been at practice around here for a good long time. People seem to think a lot of you. I hate to see a nice guy like you get the book. I think I can stop that if you cooperate.
Now, look here.
Forget I'm an insurance investigator. I'm just a guy giving you some information. When I said my company's ready to turn the matter over to the insurance commission or file charges, it means that Abbott will have to sue for settlement. And that's just what we'd want him to do. In court, he'd have to produce Thomas Warner and prove his story of the accident. I don't think he can produce Thomas Warner. With what we have so far, Abbott would lose the suit and the insurance company wouldn't fool around then. There's no outfit tougher than an insurance company when somebody's trying to cheat them, whether it's inadvertent or not. You'd have to be in court too, Doctor.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, how about it? Can you give me the real story now?
I've been... Ben Abbott's friend for 20 years.
And he asked you to lie for him. That's understandable to me. In a court, though, it's perjury.
What'll you do to him?
That's up to the company. I'll have to hear your part of it first.
Duke Red was dead when I got out there that night. Ben had shot him. Duke Red hadn't had any accident. Ben made me promise to tell you that he had. Ben had just shot him.
Shot him? But why?
Duke Red wasn't the horse Ben counted on or thought he was. He had good confirmation, but he just wouldn't run. Couldn't run, I think. Ben got mad about that and shot him.
And Tom Warner saw it happen, is that it?
Yeah. Ben told me Warner saw him shoot the horse. He gave Warner some money and told him to go away. I don't know. Ben's losing his mind, I think.
I've heard that about him before.
From who?
His daughter.
Terry, yeah. Poor Terry. Yes, she'd have reason to say that. Huh? Now what?
I'll have to talk to Abbott.
Sure.
One thing still worries me.
What's that?
I went over his bank record. He paid out money to Monroe, but he didn't pay out anything to Thomas Warner.
He told me that he did.
Okay, then. I'll ask him about that, too.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's really driving the coverage of the Jeffrey Epstein saga, and if you want to know what's really happening with illegal immigration, tune in to Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 10, 35 cents. I lost it in a payphone trying to get in touch with Ben Abbott. No one answered, so I drove on out to the farm. The short winter day was over when I got there. Darkness had already come over the fields. Darkness and loneliness. Hey! Hey in there, open up. Open up. Open up, somebody. Open up.
No
Mr. Dollar, sir. Good evening.
Hello, Cully. Didn't you hear me?
Mr. Dollar, sir, maybe this isn't such a good time to be coming around.
Is Mr. Rabbit here?
Yes, sir, he is. But Constable Polk was out here this afternoon asking questions, and he got powerful mad. There's no telling what he might do. He's awful mad.
Well, I'm a little mad myself. I'd like to see him. Tell him I'm here.
Mr. Dollar, please.
That's all right, Cully. You go ahead.
All right, Miss Terry. I'll find Mr. Abbott, Mr. Dollar.
Hello, Johnny.
Hi.
Oh, don't. Don't come any closer.
Well, what is it? Why is it so dark in here?
I'd rather you didn't see me just now.
Huh? Terry.
Vanity. A woman always has that first, they say. Oh, John.
Who did this to you?
Dad. He's crazy. I just don't seem to do anything to please him.
Here, here now.
Oh, Johnny, I think it's the end.
Here, here now.
Take your hands off her.
What?
I said take your hands off her, I'll kill you with this.
Oh, Johnny, be careful.
Wait a minute.
I'll show you. I'll show you. I killed the man. Terry. Terry, baby.
No. No, don't touch me. Oh, Johnny. Johnny.
Oh, oh. Oh, that's a pretty heavy cane he uses.
Oh, lie still. I'll phone a doctor.
No, no. Where'd he go?
I don't know. Out that way. Johnny, did you hear?
About killing someone else?
He was talking about Tom Warner. Johnny, I know it. He was talking about Tom.
I placed a call to Constable Polk's office, told him what happened. He said he'd start right away. After that, I took a look around the grounds. All the cars were still in the garages. Then I heard some sort of disturbance down by the stables.
Dollar! Don't come any closer. I've got a shotgun this time.
I have a gun too, Mr. Abbott.
Go away from here. Get in your car and go away from here.
The police will be here in a few minutes. Look, this won't do you any good. Abbott, did you hear me? It'll be better for you if you're in the house ready to make a statement for them when they come. I know that Dr. Corey lied for you, Abbott. I know that you killed that horse deliberately. Abbott!
I told you, get away from here!
You said you'd kill someone. You were talking about Tom Warner, weren't you? You killed him because of Terry.
Last warning, go away.
I won't go away. But you'd better throw that gun away and come on out here.
I'm not afraid of you, the whole bunch of you.
You're just being foolish, Abbott. Like you were the day you smashed up a new car because some little thing on it didn't work. The way you killed that valuable horse because you didn't like his running. The way you killed Tom Warner without reason. You're smashing your whole life now this way. Put down that gun and come out. Abbott!
That's enough!
Abbott. Abbott. Oh, you didn't have to do it this way, Abbott. Lie still.
Warner's body. Under this floor. All his things with it. You know about Duke Red.
I know. Don't try to talk.
Warner tried to stop me from killing him. He said I was crazy, darling.
Easy.
I'm not crazy, am I, Dollar?
Don't move.
Am I?
No. You're not crazy. Not anymore. They found the body of Thomas Warner where Abbott had said it was. He'd been shot to death. Terry was still in the hospital when I packed up and left San Pietro. Expense account item 11, $65.30. Hotel and board at the San Pietro Hotel. Item 12, $175, airfare and incidentals back to Hartford. Item 13, $43 even, miscellaneous. Expense account total, $802.65. No remarks. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Barbara Fuller, Barbara Eiler, Herb Butterfield, John Stevenson, Carly Bear, Will Wright, Robert Bruce, and Forrest Lewis. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Roy Rowan speaking.
Yes, indeed, the finale of the Duke Red Matter from January 1956. We'll launch the Flight 6 Matter, another five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the role of Ben Abbott in the Duke Red Matter was indeed played by Will Wright. Well, he had well over 200 film and TV appearances as well. His final big screen credit was playing a doctor in a 1962 psychological thriller, which starred Robert Mitchum, Gregory Peck, and Polly Bergen. A further hint. It was remade in 1991 with Robert De Niro, Nick Nolte, and Jessica Lange. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolfe, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Rewinds.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show, and as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's like a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food. It's what's missing from dog food. Packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics and enzymes, Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-ROUGH-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you, and you'll get a free jumpstart bag plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-ROUGH-DOG today. That's 214-ROUGH-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before we took a break, I was talking about a 1962 psychological thriller motion picture, which starred Robert Mitchum, Gregory Peck, and Polly Bergen. Remade in 1991 with Robert De Niro, Nick Nolte, and Jessica Lange, the answer is Cape Fear. I'm Greg Bell, and a reminder, please take a moment to visit the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.
This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.